Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 from WEHC, FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love, and occasionally put in something a little different, a reading, a story, a joke, and I call those different things Wombats. And that's where the name of my show comes from, Wombats and Music. And tonight's a wombat night. I've got two very clear wombats and a wide variety of music tonight. So we're going to start right off with Sweet Dreams Are Made of This by the Eurythmics. The Eurythmics are a British group, Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart. This song was released in 1983, and in the U.S. it went to number one. It made their career. This is their signature song. And Annie Lennox has an utterly unique voice, which I just love. So here we go. Sweet dreams are made of this. That was Sweet Dreams Are Made of This by the Eurythmics. Next up is Baby Can I Hold You by Tracy Chapman from 1988. Tracy Chapman has another unique voice. There's something strangely poignant. You can feel the sadness and the love, and this song catches both of them. Baby, Can I Hold You? Tracy Chapman singing Baby Can I Hold You. Next up is Orphan Girl by Crooked Still. I suggest you listen closely to the banjo and mandolin playing, which is fantastic. And later on you hear something like a fiddle coming in, and that's a cello. And together the three instruments just make this thing fly. You just heard Orphan Girl by Notorious. Next up is Enrique Iglesias singing Hero, one of his top hit songs. I saw him perform this live in Carnegie Hall about 20 years ago, and it was just the greatest show. And for this particular song, he got a woman to come up out of the audience and stand next to him, and he sang the song to her, and she melted, as did, I think, half the audience. It was just a wonderful performance. So, this is Hero by Enrique Iglesias.
Let me be your hero. Would you dance if I asked you to dance? Or would you run and never look back? Would you cry if you saw me crying? And would you save my soul tonight? Would you tremble if I touched your lips? Or would you laugh? Oh, please tell me this. Now would you die the one you love? Hold me in your arms tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by you forever. Breath away. Would you swear that you'll always be mine? Or would you lie? Would you run and hide? Am I in too deep? Have I lost my mind? I don't care, you're here tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by you forever. You can take my breath away.
Enrique Iglesias singing Hero. The next song is Bluegrass Old Timey, Squirrel Heads and Gravy. This is the Toontown Old Time String Band. They're local, and the fiddler is my fiddle teacher, Joy Patton. I've had two fiddle teachers, and she was the most recent one. Just a wonderful fiddler. The band really gets rolling on this. So this is Squirrel Heads and Gravy. Heads and Gravy by the Toontown Old Time String Band, a local group who you can see at Carterfold. Next up is Blinded by the Light by Manfred Mann's Earth Band. I honestly don't know what the message is in here, but I feel like there is one, and I think it's speaking to my subconscious, and perhaps to yours. Blinded by the Light by Manfred Mann's Earth Band.
Night, blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night, blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night, blinded by the light. you, mister. Told me I got what it takes. She said I'll turn you on, son, into something strong. Play the song with the funky break. And go-kart Mozart was checking out the weather charts, see if it was safe outside. And little early birdie came by in his curly whirly and asked me if I needed a ride. Down, but you never got touched. She's gonna make it to the night. She's gonna make it through.
Shot. but she never got tired. She's gonna make it through the night.
Blinded by the Light by Manfred Mann's Earth Band. The next song is Pretty Sorrow by Iris DeMent. This was in the movie Songcatcher, a 2000 movie about Cecil Sharp collecting songs in Western North Carolina, Appalachian music, not far from us, and we have a lot of the same music. This is a traditional song performed by Iris DeMent, Pretty Sorrow. Pretty Sorrow by Iris DeMent. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights from Emory and Henry College. You can pick us up at 90.7 FM or WEHCFM.com on the internet. That's WEHCFM.com. And it's my chance each week to play for you songs I love, and occasionally put in something odd, a reading, a story, a joke, and I call those things wombats. And I've got a wombat coming up. Last week, I read to you a melodramatic poem, and I'm just going to read you a little bit of it to remind those who heard it, or if you didn't hear it, it kind of sets the scene for the next poem, which is a parody of that one. The last one was serious, and here's the last few lines of the poem. An ugly knife lay buried in the heart of Mad Carew. 'Twas the vengeance of the little yellow god. There's a one-eyed yellow idol to the north of Kathmandu. There's a little marble cross below the town. And a broken-hearted woman tends the grave of Mad Carew, while the yellow god forever gazes down. So that was last week's book. And here is the parody. This is The Green Tie on the Little Yellow Dog by Billy Bennett. There's a little sallow, idle man lives north of Waterloo, and he owns the toughest music hall in town. There are broken-hearted comics, there's a graveyard for them too, and the gallery guards are ever gazing down. He was known as Fat Carew in the pubs round Waterloo, and he wore a green tie with a diamond pinned. He was worshipped in the ranks by the captain of the Swanks, and the coal miner's daughter loved his double chin. He had loved her all along, and despite his own bon pong, the fact that she loved him, they say, was right. Though her complexion was a fake, and her teeth were put and take, put in by day and taken out at night. 'Twas the 15th anniversary of her 22nd year, so he smiled at her as sweetly as a hog and asked what presents she would like, and jestingly she said, "Your green tie for my little yellow dog." Fat Carew seemed in a trance, and his heart slipped through his pants, but he tried his utmost not to look a wreck, so he handed her the tie and kissed her hand goodbye. When he bowed his head, she bit his neck. Later on, Carew came too, and his tie had gone, it's true, and his tie pin with it. He seemed in a fog. He rushed like mad to find that she'd tied the tie behind to the tailpiece of her little yellow dog. She was screaming like a child. The dog was running wild, biting policemen as he galloped up the straight. For the little dog, called Tom, when he wagged his to and from, felt the tie pin urged him on to meet his fate. The dog returned at dawn with his windscreen slightly torn, and on seeing took something from the lady's room. To another room he flew, saying, "That's for Fat Carew," and silently he slunk out into the gloom. When Carew jumped into bed, he'd have wakened up the dead with a scream as he fell like a hog. Her false teeth, they were buried in the seat of Fat Carew. 'Twas the vengeance of that little yellow dog. There's a cockeyed yellow poodle to the north of Gunga Pooch. There's a little hot cross bun that's turning green. There's a double-jointed woman doing tricks in Chuchin Chi. And you're a better man than I am, Gunga Din. That was The Green Tie on the Little Yellow Dog by Billy Bennett. Well, that was tonight's Wombat, and there'll be another one in a few songs. But first we have Shrimp Boats by Joe Stafford from 1951. It just invokes a really wonderful feeling. The shrimp boats return home and a party is held. They're out there for a week or so, and when they come home, it's good times in Louisiana. Shrimp Boats by Joe Stafford.
Coming, their sails are in sight. Shrimp boats is coming, there's dancing tonight. Why don't you hurry, hurry, hurry home? Why don't you hurry, hurry, hurry home?
Look here, the shrimp boats is coming, there's dancing tonight.
Shrimp boats is coming, there's dancing tonight.
They go to sea with the evening tide, and their women folk wave their goodbye.
Why don't you hurry, hurry, hurry home?
Look here, the shrimp boats is a-coming, there's dancing tonight.
Shrimp boats is a-coming, there's dancing tonight.
Happy the days while they're mending the nets, till once more they ride high out to sea.
Hurry, hurry, hurry home.
Why don't you hurry, hurry, hurry home?
Look here, the shrimp boats is a-coming, there's dancing tonight. Shrimp boats is a-coming, there's dancing, there's dancing, there's dancing, there's dancing. Shrimp boats is a-coming tonight.
That was Shrimp Boats by Joe Stafford. Next is a song from the show Jacques Brel is Alive and Well and Living in Paris. Jacques Brel was a French songwriter who wrote some beautiful songs. And four people in New York, four great singers, got together and translated his song, got the songs translated, a bunch of them into English, opened up a Broadway show with just the four singers, two women, two men, and were very successful. This is one of the songs from the show. It's called I Loved by Ellie Stone.
Loved all games and fairy tales, as strangely odd as that may seem. I loved firelight and witches' tales. You see, you were there in my dreams. I lived in a tower, cloud top high, to stop your love from passing by. For this I simply to do. You see, I was waiting for you. I love the rocks, the ocean breeze, and the hissing of the foam, the wild, wild kiss of the roaring seas. Now you had brought me home. Although I well may ask you how, you bayed the moon just like a hound. I knew I adored you now. You laced the night with raging storms. You threw the lightning across the skies. You kissed my mouth with promises.
That was I Loved by Ellie Stone. Next up is the second wombat of this show. One of my favorite places on this planet is called Star Island. It's an island 10 miles off of Portsmouth, New Hampshire. It's a resort center. They have week-long conferences, and I've been to about eight of them. I just love it out there. The last time I was out was just a three-day weekend, and they had the people who work there, they call them pelicans, they're college-age kids, put on a show, and they came out and performed. And about halfway through the show, a young man came out, and he had no instrument or anything. He was all by himself. He just came out there and sang this song, and he asked us, as you'll hear, to sing along. And I thought it was one of the greatest things I'd ever heard. I thought it was wonderful. I had a little digital recorder with me, and I recorded it. And so this is a live recording I made 5 years ago on Star Island, in 10 miles out in the ocean off Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The song is called John the Revelator, and I don't know the name of the young man that sang it.
This song is John the Revelator. It's an old gospel blues song. It's a lot more fun if people sing along, so I'm going to tell you the hook beforehand, and then once you got the tune, please sing along. It's, who's that writing, John the Revelator? Who's that writing, John the Revelator? is that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals.
Tell me who's that writing? John the Revelator, who's that writing? John the Revelator, who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals. Yeah, God went down to the cool of the day, he called out my name, but he refused to answer, for he was naked and ashamed. Well, tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator.
That was John the Revelator, the second Wombat in tonight's show. Next up is I Have Loved You Girl, But Not Like This Before by Earl Thomas Conley, one of my favorite country music singers. Oh,
I have loved you, girl, but not like this before. I have loved you, girl, but not like this before. Yeah, I have loved you, girl, but not like this before.
You just heard Earl Thomas Connolly singing I Have Loved You, Girl, but not like this before. The next song is Oh, Had I a Golden Thread by Eva Cassidy. Eva Cassidy has a beautiful voice, and this is a beautiful song.
Oh, this
Oh, Had I a Golden Thread, sung by Eva Cassidy. Next is When First Unto This Country by Ian and Sylvia. Imagine you just come into a new country, you don't know anyone, you're completely alone. You find someone and fall in love, and your love is rejected. How empty you would feel. This song captures that.
When first unto this country a stranger I came, and I courted the fairy, then Nancy was her name. I courted her for love, and her love I didn't obtain. Do you think I've any reason or right to complain? I rode to see my Nancy, I rode both night and day, till I noticed a stallion both white-looking and gray. The sheriff's men had fought and they'd overtaken me, and they carted me away to the penitentiary. They opened up the door and then they shut me in, and they shaved off my head and they killed off my chin. They beat me and they banged me and they fed me on dry beans, till I wished in my own heart I'd never been a my coat of a collar like Jacob's of old. When first unto this country a stranger I came, and I courted a fairy, and Nancy was her name.
When First Unto This Country by Ian and Sylvia. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play a few songs I love and throw in some wombats, strange things. And that's what I've done tonight. We had two wombats. These are crazy times we're living in. Between the political situation, the climate crisis approaching, and the COVID virus, these are indeed strange times. However, we can still join together in doing what I ask you to do each week. Please join me in celebrating, most joyously, our being here at all. Goodbye.